Hello, I'm Jane. One of the headlines is Enough is Enough, Village Fury at 215 Homes Bid. And this is continued inside. The village reacts to the Homes proposal. A proposal to build 215 new homes in a village near Wallingford has been met with apprehension from locals who believe the traffic will not be able to cope in the area. The proposed site is land east of Benson Lane in Cromarsh Gifford, the other side of Howbury Business Park from Wallingford, which adjoins the previous Bloor Homes scheme called Wallingford Reach, completed 3 years ago. A pre-planning application consultation was launched by house builders Bloor Homes at the end of September, seeking the community's opinion on plans for a large-scale development before submitting them to the planning authority for approval. Cromarsh Parish Council said it wouldn't comment on the proposal until it went to a planning application. But the council made a statement on social media inviting locals to express their opinions, writing, "Bloor Homes are back," in inverted commas, and added the development would not fit within the village's local plan. Commenting on the statement, objecting householder Dean Stephen Valler said, "Our beautiful area is becoming overrun with new houses, and if we don't make a stand against these types of development, they will not stop. It's important people reply with the strength of their feeling and also keep a close eye on any planning application going in. Enough is enough." The proposal put to the public includes a 40% provision of the homes at affordable prices, a focus on sustainability, and land provided for a community facility such as a children's nursery. Some feel the infrastructure in the village and neighbouring Wallingford wouldn't be able to cope with another large development. Objector Karen Goodrich commented, "How many more vehicles will be on our roads, what with the proposed development on the way out of Wallingford to Shillingford? Schools, doctor's surgeries are crumbling. Roads are busy trying to get to Oxford over one-way bridges. It's a little crazy around here already." Mayor of Wallingford, Ros Lester, commenting in a personal capacity as a resident of the town, also expressed her concerns. She said, "I can only give you my thoughts as we are unlikely to receive this in our planning process. Any large development, inside or outside the Wallingford area, would be against our neighbour plan. It's the same old story. Wallingford is a hub to all the local villages and we want it to be a good place to live and work in, not a town to avoid because of traffic. We cannot cope with any more housing as our schools and the medical centre are full. Our roads are a nightmare with traffic lights and on-street parking, and our car parks are expensive and full at certain times. Wallingford is a medieval town and can't cope with more houses, and it does not have the infrastructure to handle more traffic."